Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. This is Jay. Welcome to another edition. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And the show here tonight. Tonight it's going to be all about debuts. Some of the best debuts. Not major label debuts or just debut singles. Some of the best debut singles that have ever been released, at least in my opinion. And quite a selection here. This has been inspired, you know, all my lists are inspired by something, and this time it's inspired by a list produced by Consequence of Sound, which is a great website, and they had that list running this past week, and so I saw it and thought, well, maybe it's a good idea for a show. Anytime there's a list, and there are enough bands on it that I think are interesting, I'm going to find a way to make it a show, and so that's certainly this week is no different. And a lot of it is, some of that stuff is news to me. So here is, right here, this first track. I didn't know that Gone Daddy Gone was the lead single from the Violent Femmes' first record. In fact, I just assumed it was like Added Up or the other one, Prove My Love, Blister in the Sun, sorry. But it's Gone Daddy Gone, the one with the xylophone solo. That's the one that was the lead single. And that's going to be our first track here tonight, Thousand Points of Light. WMF. Oh my God, where is the CD too? Okay, all right,
we're off to a great start here. Okie doke, we're just gonna do this.
We're gonna do that. And I guess that's how it's gonna work. 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO.
Cause it's gone. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. You see, there is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to say. Take me through the night. Break down, break down. I'm standing here, can you see? Break down, it's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
All right, we're not going to hear Moby Dick. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'll play it underneath. How about that? That was Led Zeppelin, of course. Good Times, Bad Times. We're all talking about lead singles, debut singles. That was from Led Zeppelin 1, of course. The Stooges, from their debut self-titled record, I Want to Be Your Dog, is what we heard. And then before that, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a Tom Petty show after he passed a couple weeks ago. Yet still more Tom Petty. And so we have Breakdown from his debut record. And then another lead single, debut singles from bands that were of note. Really incredible. It's an unofficial title. It's like great debut singles, I guess, in the history of rock. But, I mean, that's sort of my opinion, and that's why you tune in to listen to me. Violent Femmes, Gone Daddy Gone started off the set. Again, surprisingly finding out that Gone Daddy Gone was the lead single, the debut single from Violent Femmes. So the first thing that people heard when they heard of the Violent Femmes was this song with a huge xylophone solo in it. So pretty exciting. Very cool stuff. Anyway, let's move on. We're keeping this thing rolling with the old bands from the 60s. We have the Zombies here with She's Not There, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about
where you going with that gun in your hand?
right, there you go. Sam and Dave, the best of Sam, from the best of Sam and Dave. Hold on, I'm coming. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. And this is the show with the best debut singles. The best debut singles in the history, or just the best debut singles that I could think of before that. Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. That's like one of the best love songs of all time right there. Forget about debut singles. Before that, Jimi Hendrix with Hey Joe from the Are You Experienced record. And frequent listeners of the show will know that when that record, Are You Experienced, was re-released, I think in 2012 or something, maybe 13, I did a show devoted to it. So go check the archives, so that probably doesn't go back that far. The Zombies started things off with She's Not There from their self-titled debut, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and this is the theme here this evening. Great songs, great debuts. Now, it's like, if you've never heard of this band and all of a sudden they come out with a song that just really grabs you, that's what we're looking for here. A song that is endemic of the band's sound and what they're all about, and that stays with you and lasts for a very long time. And I think the next song is actually fits that category as well, as we're sticking with kind of with the soul, I guess with the soul and R&B and old rock theme. This is going to be Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them." But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey. Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Cry behind the door.
1000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's a Velvet Underground and Nico with All Tomorrow's Parties from the album of the same name. And before that, Leonard Cohen with Suzanne. I took that from his Essential Leonard Cohen collection. Dusty Springfield, I Only Want to Be With You, from the Stay a While, I Only Want to Be With You compilation, or I guess it's a maxi single or whatever. Booker T and the MGs started things off with Green Onions. 1000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our great debuts, some of the greatest debuts ever. And I'm inspired by the list provided by the Consequence of Sound website. I get a lot of my material from that website. One website I won't look to again, and I hear they're having financial trouble, is thequietest.com. I did a best of, I think it was last year, maybe it was 2015, so 2 years ago. And it was based primarily on their list and some other favorites of mine from that year, and anything I included from their list was just completely unlistenable. It was like complete drivel, except for like the David Bowie record. It was just insane. So I haven't visited that site ever since, and maybe or perhaps not coincidentally, they are in serious trouble and looking for somebody to bail them out of their financial mess. Anyway, let's move on. I guess we're still going with the 60s stuff, which is unusual for me, but you know, I suppose why not. This is going to be Mr. Tambourine Man from the Byrds, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song. scarab on the ground. The sea is open mouth, but I hear no sound. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm the stranger killing an Arab. I can turn and walk away, or I can fire the gun. Staring at the sky, staring at the sun. Whichever I choose, it amounts to the same. Absolutely nothing. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm the stranger killing an Arab.
All right, Aha, Take on Me. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so that, I don't know why that's in there. You know what? I'm thinking that's on my list more because of the video than the song itself, which is just big time 80s synth pop. But nevertheless, on the list of notable debuts, notable debut singles. Before that, The Cure's Killing an Arab from Boys Don't Cry, The Smiths' Hand in Glove from the self-titled debut, and The Byrds started off that set with Mr. Tambourine Man from the album of the same name, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and this is the show devoted to significant debuts. I'm changing the name the whole time. Or important debuts, or, you know, a lot of these songs are just kind of like, they broke the mold, they kind of, you came, when they came out, you sort of like perked up your ears, you were like, what is that? So that's what we're trying to, that's the essence of what we're trying to capture here. All right, up next, The Killers, Mr. Brightside from Hot Fuss, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.